Good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. How do we make sense out of an aging population? How do we deal with our own frailty? How do we handle the fact that dad is forgetting stuff and can't remember what planet he lives on? How do we make care decisions for ourselves and those that we love around us? And how do we do it in a wise way? I'm going to talk a little bit today about how everybody and his uncle is now doing this and why you want to keep listening to this show and coming to see me. We'll talk about that in a little bit. There's so much, I want to use a word, but I'm going to use the word junk. There is so much junk advice out there now. It is stunning, folks. Everybody and his flaming uncle is now doing a workshop on or a seminar or something on long-term care. And most of it is junk science. It's going to behoove you more and more and more to be cautious about who you listen to. And it's not about price. You know, everybody asks me, well, how much does this cost? What difference does it make? If it's the correct advice, and if it saves you hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, what do you care? If you're looking for, you know, if you buy a Yugo, you're going to get a Yugo. Yeah, it's still a car, and it'll drive you around. But if you want a Yugo, you're going to get a Yugo. If you want the best, it's going to cost you more than a Yugo. And what this has turned into, what long-term care planning has turned into, is not the best advice, not the best stuff, not the best plan, but who's got the cheapest price. And it's going to cost people, and it is costing people, hundreds of thousands of dollars because they got junk advice. Got lots to talk about today. Got to talk about this radio show, my upcoming workshop on the 8th of July. Just a lot of stuff to talk about. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here for 19 years on KFBK, doing this for going on 25, 30 years. California's longest running show on the issues of aging. Everybody else is a copycat. You know, everybody else is a Johnny come lately, but because with product-driven stuff, there's so much to be gained. Everybody's doing this. There are at least five or six phony nonprofits that I know of in town, folks, that really are selling products, but they guise themselves as a nonprofit. So more and more and more, you're going to have to be careful of the advice you get and where you get it and who does your documents and who is planning all this stuff for you. Again, my name is Bob Scrivano, your host. Remember, I got to get a couple things out of the way. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're doing. And I'm here to tell you that there are a lot of people on both sides of that fence, people who know what they're doing and people who don't know what they're doing. So I'm not an attorney, don't practice law. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should not be taken as any legal form of legal, financial, or tax advice. I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. What else do I have to tell you? I don't know. There's probably something else. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. It's gotten really ridiculous now, folks. I have to tell you the things that I'm not. Not just the things that I am, but I have to tell you the things that I'm not. I mean, it's kind of amazing when you stop and think about it, isn't it? So, lots to talk about. The one thing I want to talk about is, you know, this show is not going to be here forever. I'm not going to be here forever. It's just a reality. I'm getting old like everybody else. And this show, guiding you through the night and guiding you through all of this, is not going to be here forever. So for those of you that have been listening to me for years and you've sat on your rear ends and you've done nothing because you thought you would have time, I'm not going to be here forever. You know, everybody retires from baseball eventually. I don't know when that day is going to be, but I know that day is going to come. I don't think it's going to come today or tomorrow or next week, but it could come a month from now or 3 months. I could just get tired of doing this one day. Sometimes it's very frustrating to do this every day, every day, every day, and still have people say to me, hey, I love your show. I've been listening to you for 10 years. And I say to them, have you done anything yet? Well, no, we're going to get around to it. So I don't know how long I'm going to be here and be able to guide you through all this stuff. But if you're getting older, your family's getting older, when are you going to deal with it? I have a gentleman that lives out in another town from Sacramento, and his wife has needed to be in a nursing home for 2 years. And finally it's a crisis, and he still can't make up his mind. He still can't. He's calling me every week wanting to know what to do, and it's been the same answer for 2 years. And for 2 years, he still can't make up his mind. And the family can't make up their mind. Well, how many of you are like that? How many of you have been listening to this show? Some of you have been to my workshops, and you still haven't done anything. You're still dancing through the graveyard, hoping it's all going to work out, that it's all going to be better, that nothing bad is going to happen. At what point do you begin to say, oh, you know, maybe I really should do something about that? Or are you just going to be another one of those people that loses everything, or one of those people that goes to one of these crummy seminars where they're going to sell you a crummy product or a crummy trust, or I better be careful, there's actually something called a crummy trust. I'm not making that up. So, how long are you going to keep waiting until it's too late or until I'm not here anymore and now you're getting advice from somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about? I have my ear to the ground a lot. I see a lot of stuff. I hear a lot of stuff. There's no one that's been doing this longer than I've been doing this. Not around here. And so I hear a lot of stuff. I see stuff. I have a good friend that's an elder law attorney here in town, and every now and then he'll call me or I'll call him and he'll say, do you know who this person is? And I go, no. And have you ever heard of this person? No. Well, he just got in the long-term care planning business or the Medi-Cal business or the VA business or whatever it is. And I go, I never heard of the person. There are people everywhere, and you have to make sure of what their hidden motive is. Most of it is selling a product. Most of it is selling a product. I have in my office flyers and brochures and cards from people who supposedly work for nonprofits who are in fact insurance agents, but they don't put that on their card, which is a violation. I have lots of people, I see lots of stuff with VA stuff on it and VA symbols and veterans in the name. It's against the law to do that, and they're nonprofits. So I guess my question is, if you've been listening to this show for more than this show and you still haven't done anything, why? If you're going to somebody else because you think they're better than I am, why would you think that? Who's been doing this longer than me? And again, this show ain't going to go on forever, as they say. At some point, it's going to end. At some point, you're not going to have the guidance and the direction and all of that kind of stuff. You're not going to have the four elements of a story anymore. I'm not going to go into the four elements of a story. But I cannot tell you how much bungling I see and how many people have come into my office who have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars because they went to somebody else, and by the time I fix it, I can't get back the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they lost. Okay, so if you've decided it's time, then let me give you ways to contact me. The easiest way is my phone number. The consultation is free. The workshops are free. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and, aging.com. Assets and aging.com. You can go to all of those places and you can get help. When you go to my website, you can listen to my archived radio shows or podcasts. I do a live podcast every Wednesday at noon. You can sign up for my free newsletter. You can sign up for the workshop, and I'll send you tickets. You can get information. You can send me an email requesting an appointment. Or you can just continue to sit there like a bump on a log and listen to this show week after week after week and say, boy, that's good advice, and do nothing. 800-999-8007 if you've decided that it's actually time to take hold of your life or your mom's life or your grandma's life and do something. Okay, what I want to talk about a little bit today is what happens when the ambulance comes. Let's walk through this together. You know, the ambulance is on the way. Now what? Mom is passed out. Mom has fallen and broken her hip. Dad has had a stroke or a heart attack. I don't care. Something has gone awry. And the ambulance is on the way. What do you do next? Well, the first thing that the ambulance driver is going to ask you when you get there is about resuscitation. Do you have a DNR? Do your advanced health care directives give your agent, the person who has the ability to say no, don't touch them? Do you even know where your advanced health care directive is? If your daughter has your advanced health care directive and she lives on the other side of town, does she have a copy? Or is she going to have to go root around in your house and find it? Because that's the first question you're going to get asked, and you better have the answer to it. It's really an important question. Everything starts with, who's in charge of your life if you're not? Who can make medical decisions? It's great that you got it on a piece of paper somewhere, but is it immediate or is it springing? And if you don't know the difference between those two words, you better find out. Because it makes a difference whether you have an immediate advanced health care directive or a springing advanced health care directive. And today, I'm not going to tell you the difference. But the difference is huge. One kind you want, one kind you may not want. So who has your advanced health care directive? Oh, by the way, on Mom's advanced health care directive, she listed Dad, and Dad died. And Junior lives in Ohio. And not only that, when they find the advanced health care directive, everybody's asking, where's Dad? Well, Dad's dead. Oh, well, where's Junior? Well, he's in Ohio. I cannot tell you the number of people who don't bring their powers of attorney up to date after one of the spouses dies. And so everybody's looking for the spouse to make decisions, and the spouse isn't there. See, someday when this show goes off the air, you're not going to have somebody explaining all this to you. You're just going to go blindly trust somebody else. And I'm telling you right now, half of you listening don't know whether you have an immediate or springing power of attorney, and you don't even know what it is, and it was never explained to you, and that's awful. Okay, so we get Mom packed up. I'm going to pick on Mom today. We get Mom packed up into the ambulance, and off they go to the hospital. Well, we're off to Kaiser, right? Not necessarily. Because if mom's had a heart attack, they're going to take mom to the nearest trauma hospital or a stroke. But your advanced health care directive's on file at Kaiser. So where's your, who has your advanced, anyhow, you get the picture. So you get to the hospital, you follow the ambulance, you got there in time, and they take your mom in one entrance and they let you in the other entrance, and the first thing they're going to say is, who are you and do you have mom's advanced health care directive? And you're going to say yes or no. Well, I have it. Well, where is it? Well, I can't find it. It's at home somewhere. Well, we're not talking to you. The ambulance is on the way. Do you understand how many decisions have been made and all we did was just get to the hospital? We haven't really gotten into the nitty-gritty of this yet. Now, for brevity's sake, now I'm at the hospital. So, and let's assume I have mom's advanced health care directive. And let's assume it says the right thing. Because what it says is going to be really important. Now, what are all the potential decisions that have to be made? Is mom going to stay there? Can she come home? What do her lab results show? Are you entitled to get the results of her lab tests? Is mom going to be admitted to the hospital, or is she going to be there under observation? There's a huge difference. Do you know the difference? Do you know if your documents let you deal with the difference? We're not even an hour into this, and we're making all of these decisions. Everybody thinks that this stuff is just going to get taken care of because I did a document somewhere. No, it's not the way it works. So, anyhow, mom is admitted to the hospital and she has to stay. And mom is not, now we got more decisions to make. Is mom going to go home? Who gets to make that decision? And if mom goes home, is she going to need a caregiver? Different power of attorney. Is somebody authorized, power of attorney for finance, is somebody authorized to hire a caregiver for mom? Who's in charge of mom's bank account so that they can pay the caregiver at home? If mom can't go home, where's she going to go? Is she going to assisted living? Well, which one? Who's authorized to sign a contract? Who can pick? Who's got control over mom's money so they can pay the bill? What if it's a boarding care? What if it's assisted living? What if mom's stroke is so bad she needs to be in a memory care, or mom needs to go to a nursing home? What about government benefits? Who's going to pay for all of this? Who can make all those decisions? Can we qualify for Medi-Cal? Do I have to spend down? If I go to the nursing home, is Medicare going to pay? If so, for how long? No, it's not an automatic 100 days like you think you've heard. And it has nothing to do with Title 19, which you've also heard. So who's going to make all those decisions? Which nursing home are you going to go to? Well, if you're a Kaiser patient, you're going to go to whichever one they pick. Did you know you have a choice? Do you know which nursing homes take Medi-Cal in the Sacramento area, or in Auburn, or in Yuba City, or in Stockton, or wherever you are when you're listening to this show? Do you know if it's a good one or a bad one? Do you know how to find out? By the way, I'm going to change the scenario a little bit, and instead of having a stroke, mom finally fell and she's got severe dementia. How long have you known she had dementia, and why have you not been taking care of this for the last 2 years when she was first diagnosed with dementia? So now we're in the nursing home, or we've got home care. How many hours a day of home care? Home care is $25 an hour. It's expensive. It can easily be $12,000, $14,000, $15,000 a month. Does mom have the money to pay for home care? If so, who's going to pay it? who can deal with hospice? Who's authorized to determine if hospice gets involved and hire and sign a hospice contract? Who's authorized to do that? I don't know. Do you know? Or do you have to use the hospital hospice? Or can you use a different hospice company? Who's going to make end-of-life decisions? Who's going to decide if we can use an experimental drug? Who's going to decide if we're going to do this or that or the other thing? Now we're in a nursing home. How long are we going to be at the nursing home? What if I don't like the nursing home and I want to move to another nursing home? Who's authorized to do that? What if the worst happens and mom dies? Who's authorized to deal with the funeral plan? Well, Bob, we don't have a funeral plan. Well, who's authorized to go contract for one? Who has access to mom's money so we can pay the bill for the funeral plan? By the way, does mom want to be cremated? Does she want to be buried in a Folgers can? Does she want to be in a casket? Who has the right to make all those decisions? We're not very far into this, folks, and we're already doing how much stuff. If mom is going to come home, is the granddaughter going to take care of her? Can the granddaughter be paid? Is there a care contract in place that allows the granddaughter to get paid for taking care of mom? How many hours a day is the granddaughter going to do? And who decides that? Or does everybody just hope it all works out? If mom has health insurance, who's authorized, like Medicare, Medicare supplement, who's authorized, or Blue Cross, or Anthem, or whatever it is, if she's a state employee, who's authorized to deal with those things? If mom is incompetent or incapacitated, who's authorized to deal with the trust? Do you know? Do you know how the successor trustee gets power over the trust? Do you know what steps they have to take before the son or the daughter or the spouse is in charge? What if there are hostile family members who don't like the medical decision that you're making? What influence can they have? I've been asking these questions for 19 years in different forms. Some of you are hearing them for the first time and going, oh my gosh, I had no idea. Now that you've had the oh my gosh moment, what are you going to do about it? Everybody knows somebody that's been in a nursing home. Everybody knows somebody that's had dementia. Everybody knows a family that's dealt with this in crisis. Why do you think you're going to escape? And why do you think you will not be subject to the rules of all of this and the pattern that all of this follows? That somehow you're going to escape, or your family's going to escape, or your children are not going to have to deal with this with you. I don't want to burden my children. Well, you're probably going to burden them because you've refused to get involved in a plan that includes them. I don't like discussing this with my mom. Well, guess what? You're going to be in the middle of a storm you can't imagine when this happens, especially if you have no authority. You always thought you had authority, but it turns out you have no authority to deal with all of the things I've just mentioned. And we're only a couple hours into my scenario. Maybe a couple days. Is mom going to get therapy at the nursing home or the assisted living? Is mom going to get a visiting nurse at home? Is mom going to get therapy at home to help her get better? Is mom going to need help with the activities of daily living? Is she going to need help with bathing? Is she going to need help with feeding? Who's going to have to bring food in? And who's authorized to do all that? When we come after the break, I'm going to talk about this some more. And we're going to continue with what happens while the ambulance is on the way. And all the things that we're going to have to deal with. And some of you right now, I can guarantee you, are not prepared for this. Well, when are you going to get prepared? during the break, get up, go to the phone, call me, and arrange to come in. Arrange to get in to see me. That, yes, the consultation is free, for crying out loud. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. You and you alone have the choice to become a victim, to lose what you've worked for, to not protect what you've worked a lifetime for, or to have your family in charge and preserve everything you've ever worked for. 800-999-8007. Give me a call. We'll be back in a few seconds with the second half of the show, but call now. 800-999-8007. We're going to take a little break for a couple commercials. We'll be right back right here on Assets and Aging. I'm back. Welcome back to Assets and Aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. We're talking about the ambulance is on the way. Now what? And during again, let me give you my contact information. You can call me at 800-999-8007. Don't forget my upcoming workshop on July the 8th, Saturday, July the 8th here in Sacramento at the Crown Plaza Hotel. You can get more information on my website, assetsandaging.com, or by calling me. You'll need tickets to get in, or at least it's helpful to have tickets to get in. And we're going to talk about all of this in more detail, and there'll be time for questions and answers. But my goal today is to get you to understand that there is a ton of misinformation floating around out there, a lot of it by people who claim to be experts. I never claim to be an expert. I'm good at what I do, and I ask good questions. But there's a lot of people claiming to be experts at this, and they really don't know how it works. There are people who claim to be experts that will tell people that they should do half a loaf, which means spend half your money and save half your money. There are people who claim to be experts that will tell married couples they should get a divorce. There are people who are experts who will tell people, oh, you don't have to worry about this right now. Yeah, you do. Because after it's happened, it's too late to worry about it, because then whatever plan you have in place, you're stuck with. And sometimes it's not a very good one. So we've talked about what happens at the hospital and we get to the nursing home. Now let's talk about the long-term impacts of this. Okay, so let's talk about the long-term impacts of this. Now mom's going to be either needs a caregiver the rest of her life, or mom is going to need long-term care, or she's going to assisted living the rest of her life, and the costs are staggering. Long-term care can easily run $60,000 to $100,000 a year or more. I had a client recently getting round-the-clock home care. They were spending $17,000 a month on round-the-clock home care. So now we've dealt with the kind of the panicked medical end. Now let's talk about money a little bit. Where's the money? Where's the money? What do you mean, Bob, where's the money? Well, mom and dad had money. Where is it? Well, what do you mean, where is it? It's in the bank. Which bank? Do you have access to it? Are you sure? Well, I've got their power of attorney. I know, but what does it say? Some powers of attorney actually don't allow you much access to anything. They really don't. I know you think they do because you got one and you paid somebody to do it. And they were cheap. So where's the bank accounts? I get many calls every year that go, you know, mom died. Do you know where her bank accounts are? No, I don't know where her bank accounts are. Do you know where if she had stock? No, I don't know if she had stock. Do you know? If you know where the bank accounts are, do you have access to them? How do you know? Well, I'm on the bank account. Are you on there as a power of attorney, or are you on there as a beneficiary? Because if you're on there as a beneficiary, you have no access to the bank account because mom's not dead. You're not a beneficiary yet. Same thing with the brokerage account. Same thing with her IRA. Do you have the right to take money out of her IRA and use it to pay for her care? You do? Well, yeah, I have a trust. Well, IRAs aren't in a trust. So your trust has nothing to do with your IRA. What does your power of attorney say? Well, I don't know. Well, you better find out. Is your power of attorney again springing or non-springing? It's a huge difference. A lot of people do online banking. Does your power of attorney, do you know what your mom's passwords are? Do you know what her username is when you're going to go check on her Bank of America account or Wells Fargo or a Golden One? Do you know how to access them online? Do you have the authority to go to the bank and get those passwords and keywords and all and usernames and all that stuff? You don't? Well, wait a minute. Then how are you going to pay the bill for mom? Well, I don't know. Don't you think it would be a good idea to know? One of the things I'm really good at, and I make no apology for this, is asking probing questions. I ask questions to see if you have the answer. If you don't have the answer, then you have a problem, or your kids are going to have a problem. So where's the bank accounts? And who has access to them? Do your kids know? Does your brother know? Or whoever it is that's going to take care of you? Where are they? Where are the brokerage accounts? If you have stock, you actually have the certificate. Where are they? Well, they're in my safety deposit box. Well, who has access to your safety deposit box? Well, does your power of attorney say that somebody can get in your safety deposit box? Well, I have a trust. Is it in the trust? Well, I don't know if my safety, well, if your safety deposit box is not in the trust, then the trust has no control over it. So now what does your power of attorney say? All of this, are you beginning to see a pattern here of where I'm going to go for this hour? Are there savings bonds? How do you know? Are they in the safety deposit box? Have you told your kids about the savings? Who are they made out to? Are they made out to you and your husband? Are they made out only to you? What kind of bonds are there? Some bonds have stopped making interest. How much is there? Do you know? Do your kids know? Is there cash? Well, Bob, that's nobody's business. It better be. If you got $50,000 stuck in shoeboxes at home, your kids probably, or somebody probably ought to know where that is so they can protect it. Do you know if you own your house? Well, that's a stupid thing, Bob. Of course I own my house. Well, I had somebody call the other day that one of the family members got them to sign over the house 8 years ago, and a different family member now owns their house, and the other children in the family didn't know anything about it. And if you talk to elder law attorneys, they'll tell you it happens all the time. So where is stuff? Are there any life insurance policies? Well, nobody's dead, I know. But wouldn't it be nice to know where the life insurance policies are, if they're current, if the premiums have been paid? Who's the beneficiary of the life insurance policy? I don't know. What about annuities? If you have annuities, who's the beneficiary? Who can change the benefit? Sometimes we want to change the beneficiary. Is somebody empowered to do that? When this show doesn't exist anymore, or I'm not around anymore, who's going to ask those questions? I've spent an hour here. I'm going to spend an hour here today just asking questions, most of which you don't know the answer to. Do you have a 401k? Who can manage all of these? How do you know? Is your house in the trust? Is it not? I had somebody in my office the other day that had somebody do their trust. The real estate's not in the trust. They have two pieces of real estate. The real estate's not in the trust. It's going through probate. They thought and swore that those pieces of property were in the trust, and they're not. And they're in two different counties. So how do you know that your real estate is titled where it's supposed to be. Do you know? How's title held? Is it joint tenancy, tenancy in common, community property? Is it in a trust? What if you have out-of-state property? Is that in your trust? How do you own it? Do you own it with other family members? Have you unintentionally disinherited someone? I'm not going to go into what that is. I mean, but it happens all the time. Unintentional disinheritance is a really big issue. It's a really big issue. I'm not going to go look up what it is, because I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on this stuff. Do you have credit cards? Where are they? You're not dead yet. Remember, with all of this, you're not dead. You're in a nursing home. You're in a memory care unit. You're receiving home care. You're out of it. Where's your credit cards? Who can pay the bills? Who can call up and get the balance? Who can call up and cancel your credit cards? Who can find out if you have automatic things being billed to your credit cards? I have a lot of stuff every month that's automatically billed to my credit cards because I want the miles. Who has the authority to stop that if you're in the nursing home or if you're at home? Do you have a car? Who can sell it? You're not driving anymore. So who can sell your car? Who has the title to your car? You don't know the answer to that? Why? These are all things that people are going to have to know once the ambulance is on the way. Who can pay your bills? Who can pay your electric bill? Who can pay your water bill? Who can pay your homeowner's insurance? Who can pay your auto insurance? Who can pay the gas bill? Who can take care of your pets? What do you mean, who can take care of my pets? Who can take care of your pets? Who's authorized to take care of your pets? Who's authorized to give your dog away after you die? Who's authorized to deal with funeral plans? Do you have one? Who's authorized to go find out what you have? People will say to me all the time, yeah, Bob, I've got a plot. That's not a funeral plan. A plot is a plot. That doesn't take care of the mortuary service. Doesn't have to do with opening the plot, with opening the lid, with opening and picking a casket, with whether you're going to be cremated. Has nothing to do with anything other than you have a plot. Well, I'm going to be buried out at Dixon. I'm a vet. Great. How are you going to get there? In the back of the station wagon? The fact that you're going to be buried at the Veterans Cemetery in Dixon has nothing to do with a funeral plan. Yeah, you get the ground for free. All the rest of the stuff, somebody has to pay for. And somebody has to make choices, and somebody has to be empowered to make those choices. Who does your income taxes? Do your kids know? Do they have copies of your tax returns if your kids can't find them? Are your kids going to be able to find your tax returns? Do they know who your accountant is or your CPA that does your taxes? What about your house? What if you're never coming home and they want to rent your house? Do they have the ability to rent your house? Do they have the ability to sell your house? You're still alive, remember. You're not dead. It hasn't gone to the kids. A whole different set of circumstances when you don't die. Do you have a safe at home? Lots of people have a safe. What's the combination? Who knows it? What do you keep in there? You know, do you have precious metals? Lots of people have gold and silver. Does somebody know where you keep it? Well, I don't tell anybody that, Bob. Well, that's great. While you're laying in the nursing home, somebody might want to know where that is, don't you think? So they can secure it? Are your assets structured in such a way that they would be safe from the loss and able to pay for a care home? Is somebody authorized to apply for government benefits for you? Are you eligible for VA benefits? Who's authorized to apply for you? Did you know you can't use a power of attorney to apply for VA benefits? You can't use a power of attorney to get information on Social Security benefits. Do you know what a designated payee is? And who could be that person? Is everything protected? What if there's hostile family members? How do we protect against hostile family members? We can go on and who's authorized to transport mom back and forth to the doctor? Who's authorized to get a physical therapist into the nursing home if we need one, or into assisted living? If mom has special dietary restrictions, who's authorized to deal with that? Who's authorized to deal with mom's hearing aids? People lose hearing aids in care facilities all the time. Who gets to go to the doctor and reorder the hearing aids? I can go on and on and on. Are you starting to get the picture? Who has the passwords to mom's computer? I once took care of someone who was ill, and they had three computers, but they were incapacitated, incompetent, and we wanted to open the computers, and we didn't have any of the passwords. Nobody had the password. So who has the passwords to your computer? Who knows all the stuff about your life? And who's authorized to manage all the stuff of your life? Who's authorized to do that? Silly things. Like, I've known lots of clients who, because they're bedridden a lot, get massages. Who's authorized to hire a masseuse, for crying out loud, to come to the house to massage mom's back and legs so she doesn't get bed sores and so she feels better? Who's authorized to go pick up mom's prescriptions from the pharmacy? Who's authorized to receive medical information from the doctor or the hospital? Is it all the kids? Is it one of the kids? Is it none of the kids? What if there's a blended family? What if we got his kids and her kids? Do they have different agents on their powers of attorney? Who's authorized to get medical and financial information? That's really important in blended families where we may have his assets, his kids, her kids. We may have their kids. We may like some of the kids and not other kids. So at the end of the day, how many questions have I left you with? And the reality of all, I'll give you another one. Who has the password to your cell phone? What if somebody needs to get in and notify people? Who has access to your calendar so they know if you have an upcoming doctor's appointment you're not going to make because you're in, or a dental appointment because you're in assisted living or you've gone to a nursing home or you're in the hospital? And lots of people keep calendars on their phone. So what's the phone password? If I wanted to go on, I have a whole list here. But I'm trying to. Is there frailty language in your documents? You don't even know what that is. Is there frailty language? There are lots of things in documents that deal with probate and what happens when I'm dead. What do the documents say somebody can do if you don't die? And I'm telling you, in a lot of them, the very things we need to do to protect homes and protect assets and qualify for government benefits, those powers are missing from all the documents that people paid a lot of money to have drawn up, because the subject they discussed when they went in was what happens when Mildred and I are dead. We wanted to go to our lovely children. Well, what if you're not dead? So for those of you, again, frailty language is everything. And if you don't know the answer to that, you have a problem, because you need to know the answer to that. Who has a copy of your trust? Who has a copy of your will? Who has a copy of your powers of attorney? When you travel, do you take them with you, or are they in the binder back at the shelf, back in your house on the shelf? How many of you have never thought about that? You get jump in your motorhome or you jump in your car and you go travel for 3 weeks and your advanced health care directive's back home. You don't have it with you. You don't know where it is. How many of your life circumstances changed and the person that has your power of attorney right now isn't necessarily because you gave it to them 10 years ago, but they've been through a divorce and they're not doing very well, but yet they are still the ones that are going to be making decisions for you. How many of you have had your documents reviewed in the last 4 or 5 years? How many of you have thought about the changes in your life, or are they still the same? Somebody came in today and they still had not their children, because their children were young. Not their children as the trustees of the trust, but friends who are now as old as they were, because they had never thought about getting around and changing it and bringing it up to date. So all of these questions and more, you and your family need to have answers to. It's one of the things I discuss at length at the workshop. So if you have not been to one of my workshops, I strongly, strongly, strongly recommend that you either get in to see me or get to my workshop on the 8th, July the 8th, 10 o'clock at the Crown Plaza right here in Sacramento. It's free. Again, it's free. People call me up all the time and go, but how much is the workshop? If I said it was $5, would you not come if it meant you didn't have to pay for a nursing home or you could get $20,000 a year in VA benefits? People make up excuses all the time for not dealing with this. What's yours? Because some of you have been listening to me for a really long time. I have people who have been to my workshop 2, 3, 4 times, and I ask them finally when they come the second or third or fourth time, why are you coming? Well, we want to get more information. And what is more information going to help you with? Well, we'll have more information. And when are you going to act on that information? Well, we don't know yet. Those are the people who wind up losing everything. So you can make a difference in your own life. This show won't be around forever. I won't be around forever. If you've been on the fence, if you've been thinking about all of this for all this time, if you don't want to get, you've been afraid to get your children involved, or children, you've been afraid to demand that your parents begin to prepare for this day, then you either need to get in to see me as soon as you can, or at the very least, you need to get to the workshop on the 8th of July. You can get information by calling me, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up there. You can sign up for an appointment. My phone number's there. You can get the information you need. But at the end of the day, this is all about chairs. And when I say all about chairs, it's when do you get out of one, quit watching TV or worried about what you're going to have for dinner, and instead give a little thought and time to the rest of your life and how you're going to manage it and how your children are going to manage it and when you're going to get out of the chair and go to your computer or go to the phone and call me and begin to make a difference. Or are you just going to hope it all works out? I talk about hope a lot in the workshops because hope is basically a negative word. If I'm hoping for something, that usually means I'm not doing anything. If I'm hoping to have dinner, what are the odds that I'm going to have dinner? 0. Because hoping won't make dinner happen. I've got to go get out some vegetables, some meat. I got to fire up the stove. I got to chop something up. I have to think. I got to put up with what spices am I going to put on this? You know, how much, if I love Julia Child, how much butter am I going to add to this? What am I hoping dinner's going to happen? Ain't going to work. So what are, if hope is your plan, I'm just hoping it's all going to work out. I can almost guarantee you it will end badly. It will end badly for you, and it will end badly for your family and those that love you. If you're ready to move beyond hope, and actually get out of your chair and make a phone call or send an email and get to a workshop or get in to see me. If you're dealing with someone with dementia, well, you can't wait for the workshop. Do it now, because the dementia is not going to get better. If your mom has had a stroke and you think she's going to come back to being 100%, she's probably not. If you think your dad is suddenly going to be able to stop walking with a walker, he's probably not. So at some point, you're going to have to make the decision to get out of the chair and get involved in your own life or in the life of your family member. Be careful who you get information from. Be careful who you get advice from. Ask a lot of questions. I ask a lot of questions. I've asked a lot of questions today. How many of you have been to see somebody, and how many of the questions I asked today did they ask of you? My guess is none of them, or very few of them. I expect people to be confronted with the reality of long-term care, not the fantasy that somehow it will all work out. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to my website, assetsandaging.com, get to the workshop, get in to see me, but make a difference. When the ambulance comes, what are you going to do? Are you going to make a difference, or are you going to hope it all works out? 800-999-8007. Well, for me, your host, Bob Scrivano, and Assets and Aging, I hope you all have a wonderful day. Hope to see you at the workshop, and look forward to seeing you here again next week on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future.